Investment flash.
Oil's spiking, defense stocks are ripping, and the bond market is screaming inflation. We're diving into all of it right now.
Good morning. It's the London edition for July 31st, 2026. I'm Marie.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Gerald. Let's get to it.
Bay Systems just lifted guidance after a surge in defense orders. Gerald, you're the one watching Europe. Is this just getting started?
Tom, buddy, it's already up 15% this year. The market priced this in months ago, but the order book is stuffed.
Hold on. It's near its 52-week high. How much more geopolitical juice can we squeeze?
Yeah, unless we get a major escalation, the easy money is done. But the signal is clear. Defense spending isn't slowing.
And that's why I'm looking at the U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF. It's global, up 7% year-to-date. This is a momentum trade.
Tom, it's at a 52-week high. You're chasing strength in a sector that already ran. What's the margin of safety?
No, but that's exactly my point. If budgets keep expanding, these stocks have room to run.
Defense stocks are like battleships. They move slowly until they don't. Just be careful.
Staying with geopolitics, Shell just posted its second highest quarterly profits ever. The Iran disruption was a jackpot for their traders.
Yeah, look, Shell's up over 20% year to date. The windfall is partly priced in, but if this conflict drags on, cash keeps printing.
But here's the thing. The U.S. oil fund is up 85% year to date. Are we really saying there's more room when oil is already pricing a hot conflict?
It's still 17% below its 52-week high. If tension persists, that gap closes. I'm buying the energy sector.
To be fair, the energy sector ETF is up 29% year to date, a lot of premium. But earnings are real.
But the bear case is any ceasefire sends oil crashing. This is fragile. Everyone's long oil and short bonds. It's crowded.
And refiners like Valero and Phillips are crushing it. Valero's up nearly 90% year to date. That's the pure play.
Valero's already near its 52-week high, mate. The margin wave is fully reflected.
Exactly. The easy money and energy is gone. The hard money needs this conflict to escalate further.
Fair point.
100%. Let's talk bonds. U.S. borrowing costs hit a 19-year high. The sell-off extended after Fed Chair Warsh.
Gerald, your short on long-duration treasuries from yesterday is aging beautifully. The ETF is at its 52-week low.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's the consensus trade. Everyone's short. When it gets this crowded, the squeeze risk is enormous.
Wait, are you saying you're cautious on your own trade? Because the leverage short on treasuries is a ticking time bomb.
Honestly, I'm not adding here. Any dovish hint could ignite a violent rally. I'd rather buy gold as a hedge.
Gold? It's down 5% year to date. Higher rates are crushing it.
It's a war-driven inflation hedge. If inflation fears spike, gold catches a bid. Plus, it's 25% above its low.
All right, but I'm more worried about credit markets. High yield is barely off its highs. If rates keep biting, the next shoe drops there.
Great point. No one's talking about that. But for now, short duration, long energy still works.
Shifting to big tech, Amazon staff flagged AI-driven budget overruns that took months to detect. That's a structural problem.
Come on. Amazon was up almost 4% yesterday. The market's not worried yet.
But that's my point. They didn't notice overruns for months. If this is widespread, margins get crushed. Meta's already under pressure.
The journal reports Meta's AI spending case is weakening. The stock fell nearly 8% yesterday. Investors are pushing back.
Okay, but NVIDIA is the real story. If CapEx slows, demand takes a hit. But it's trading at 15 times forward earnings. Cheap for the AI king.
No, but that's the trap. Value investors see a low PE, but earnings can fall off a cliff if AI enthusiasm peaks. NVIDIA's down 18% from its high for a reason.
Watching the AI trade unwind is like a slow-motion car crash. Ugly, but you can't look away.
Haha, fair enough. But I'm not counting NVIDIA out. They've got pricing power. But here's the flip side. Samsung posted record profits on memory demand. Micron is riding the wave, up 18% yesterday.
Tom, Samsung shares didn't rally on the news. The market's worried about cheap Chinese chips and an AI bust. That's a red flag.
But Micron trades at 5.7 times forward earnings, and it's 30% below its high. That's a steal if memory demand holds.
The semiconductor ETF recovered nearly 7% yesterday, but it's still 20% below its high. It's a tug of war.
I'm pushing back. The AI CapEx jitters are real, and semis are at the heart. I wouldn't be piling in at the top of the cycle.
But the cycle isn't peaking. Data center buildout is still accelerating. Micron is a buy.
Meanwhile, Chinese stocks are on track for their worst month in a decade. The large cap ETF is down 8% year to date.
The internet ETF is down 21%. This is a structural retreat from AI suppliers.
With that pessimism, a stimulus bounce could be huge. I'm not buying, but I'm watching.
Sell both. The trend is brutal until it isn't.
My favorite story today, Bitcoin held near 64,000 despite oil spikes and a hawkish Fed. But the real headline, perpetual futures are ruling everything.
Perps? Marie, you love the crypto derivatives.
Hear me out. Perps are dominating price discovery. And SpaceX used the same mechanism to price its IPO more accurately than Wall Street. That's huge.
All right, but 286 million in leveraged bets got wiped out, bulls and bears alike. This market is a weapon.
Exactly, which is why VIX futures are a cheap hedge. Crypto volatility spills to equities.
I'm not touching Bitcoin. Too choppy, but watching for a breakout.
Quickit, Air France KLM profits plunged 70% last quarter. Iran war and heat waves sent tourists north.
The stock looks cheap, but it's a value trap. Geopolitics keeps pressure on.
I didn't know they were still flying. Pass.
Last one. Congo's cobalt boom has a uranium problem. This could disrupt battery supply chains.
The rare earth metals ETF is down 13%, 40% below its high. If supply tightens, that's a sharp recovery.
Uranium-tinged cobalt. Now that makes battery metals exciting. High risk, but it's so beaten up, it's almost a lottery ticket.
Exactly. And that's the kind of asymmetric bet I can get behind. All right, zooming out, today's signals scream geopolitics driving the macro bus. Oil, defense, bonds, it's a war reflation playbook.
And the trade is clear. Buy energy, short duration.
The counterargument is positioning a stretched. The long-duration Treasury ETF at its low, oil up 85%. A ceasefire wrecks these trades.
But what's missing is credit markets. With borrowing costs at 19-year highs, high yields should be panicking. It's not. That's a warning.
So the cleanest expression is a pair trade. Long the Energy Select Sector SPDR, short the NASDAQ 100 ETF. Energy has geopolitical tailwind, while the NASDAQ is expensive and exposed to AI doubts.
That's a trade I can get behind. Rotation out of growth into value in energy makes sense.
Exactly. It's hedged. If rates reverse, the short NASDAQ leg gains. If oil rallies, energy prints. That's smart.
Nailed it.
That's the trade. All right, long energy, short NASDAQ. That's our takeaway.
And none of this is investment advice, obviously.
As always, just friends talking markets, not advice.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back for the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. See you then.
Stay sharp, everyone.